and welcome to Today at the New Japan Club. My name is James Tribney. This is the Troopany Show channel. And welcome back to Today at. Now, you may notice that we did not start at the beginning of the New Japan Cup. That is because the anniversary show was this year the start of the New Japan Cup. And we wanted to do the anniversary show, and we thought it would be confusing if we did the anniversary show and a bunch of Today at shows before. So me and Christy did all of the shows on the Troopany Show this week, which was a Troopany Show Today at show special. And Christy will be back with me tomorrow, where we'll look at the house show stuff from this week and the matches from tomorrow night's show. But I'm here today just to give you a quick results update. I'm not going to go through the house show matches from the previous days because we'll look at that tomorrow. We'll have a much bigger show tomorrow. But yesterday on the 11th, Jack Perry defeated Tariano in 8 minutes and 28 seconds. This was a bit of a blinder, actually. Perry taking the anti-wrestling approach that is you would expect from a member of the House of Torture, as one commentator online put it, getting out-wrestled by 2024 Tariano is an option. So this wasn't the best wrestling match in the world, but it was kind of entertaining fun and went further than the most Tariano matches went. Tariano, Jack Perry getting to the quarterfinals is quite a surprise for a guest. If he is a guest, he might actually be permanently in New Japan as far as we're concerned. But yeah, another development of the story, things moving forward for him. Not a particularly great match, but it wasn't expected to be either. What was a great match was Shinada. He defeated Yoshihashi 23 minutes and 51 seconds in a match that was kind of what you expected it to be honest with you. I'm just going to look and see what the cage match users gave it as a guide. 6.61. I thought it was much better than that, to be honest with you. I thought it was at least a 7 or 8. I don't really do numbers on these things. I tend to prefer to describe the story, but it continued the story of Yoshihashi developing as a wrestler. He's kind of peaked as a tag team wrestler. He's not really going to be a great singles wrestler, even though when he was would like him to be a great singles wrestler. But he still showed a bag of heart and confidence in this match. And Sonata, you know, the great technician, managed to defeat all that with just out-wrestling him, really. And that was where the real downfall for Yoshihashi lay. But he got to the second round, and some years he hasn't managed that. So that was good. Sonata cruises on to the quarterfinals. Today's match is with a bizarre turn of events. David Finlay wrestled Tangaloa. Now, here's the thing. I've got a story to say about their relative dads, and I'll save that for tomorrow so I have someone to react to it with Christy. But this actual match was really good, and the reason why this was really good was because Tangaloa took so much heat for some bad camera angles at the weekend over his sacrificed knee. So he turned it on in this match, really turned it on. And David Finlay is just the guy to have with you to really turn it on. And they had a pretty damn good match. It was brawl heavy, it was kind of out of the box, it was not what Tangaloa's been doing as of late, it was kind of back to the old Bullet Club Tangaloa, and this was kind of work for where he needs to be. Sometimes you just kind of stick with what you've got. You're a big bruiser, be a big bruiser. Doesn't matter if you're a babyface, be a big bruiser. And this was great. 16 minutes and 42 seconds, a lot of back and forth. Really enjoyed this matchup. I enjoy anything with David Finlay in it, to be honest, at the moment. Though I'm quite partial to Tangaloa when he wrestles like this, and he needs to keep wrestling like this. This, of course, then left Hiroki Goto versus Chase Owens in the main event. And once again, bit of a banger. Can't deny it. I have to say it. Do we have some votes on this one? I've not been voted on yet in cage match. I'm not surprised, given the current level of dislike towards David Finlay and Chase Owens. However, there you go, what can you do? They're wrong. Well, they are wrong about Chase Owens, but they are wrong about David Finlay. Hiroki Goto and Chase Owens, yeah, a bit of a blinder again. Chase has got his work boots on in this tournament, but it all came apart towards the end after an errant Shoto from Hiroki Goto, which may have broke Chase Owens' nose, and then he became more concerned about his nose than the actual match. And didn't really sell anything properly at that particular point. Now, he may have been in an awful lot of pain, but equally, it was pretty obvious he wasn't happy about we're losing. Which is fair enough, I suppose. But this was kind of undid an awful lot of great work. It was like 20 minutes of a really good match, and then 1 minute and 36 seconds of, broke my nose and it hurts, which is fine, which is understandable, but you're a wrestler and you're supposed to not show it, certainly not show it against an opponent you're trying to get over. Having ever said that, Chase Owens has got himself over. There were people with signs in the audience cheering for him. We don't know why. Experts were still trying to find out why, even at this particular late night in proceedings, but here we are. So, that leaves us with quarterfinals of David Finlay versus Chase Owens and Sonata. Sorry, David Finlay versus Hiroki Goto. and Jack Perry versus Sanada, which of course is a rematch from Spoon & Door last year. But both characters are completely different to where they were a year ago, so that'll be much more intriguing to watch. And probably a lot more fireworks as well. Actually, probably an awful lot more interesting in general. So we'll see how that pans out. So tomorrow, we're on night 13, well, on the 13th tomorrow, so we're at Akiyama in Japan. And tomorrow's matches are Evil versus Hikuleo and Shingo Takagi versus Gabe Kidd. And I think Shingo Takagi versus Gabe Kidd could pretty much steal the tournament, should those gentlemen so wish. In the meantime, thank you for listening to today at I'm James Troopany. You can find me at Show of Lone Star on Twitter. You can find the show Troopany Show on Twitter. And you can find us free forever. You can make us free forever, everyone, if you go to patreon.com and contribute to the show there. We'll be back tomorrow with me and Christy. Take care, and I'll speak to you then. Bye.